Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
In for Sean Pendergast, I'm Sean Bajani. Seth Payne here as well. Sports Radio 610. Ben Gary producing. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up, 713-572-4610. Catch us on Twitch and YouTube to start your day. You can watch every single show every day, 6 until 10, right here on Sports Radio 610. While it's on my mind, a program note for this evening, no Area 45 tonight or tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting the Sweet 16 by way of Westwood 1, so you can check those games out tonight. And, of course, listen to the Cougs on Sports Radio 610 tomorrow when
Sean,
they take
you
on
just
Duke.
Get in there and, you should just get in there and hijack the broadcast and do play-by-play off the television.
Man.
On Friday night.
I was telling Parker, it's like, you know, at least Friday, let us do like a post-game show, but it's a late game and we wouldn't be coming on to like... You know, 11:30 or so.
Like a worthless amount of... What year did you graduate?
06.
06. So you're University of Houston, 06.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be much better at it than whoever's just now being introduced to the Cougs in the tournament, acting like they've been watching them all season long.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. I go back a little ways with the Cougs, no doubt. C.J. Stroud, I remember this. Was this like a week ago? Did they have the Ohio State... Pro Day that he was at?
Yeah, the Ohio State Pro Day was last week, and CJ was there and ended up like just kind of hanging out afterwards for over an hour. I know a lot of people, we played some of the audio from a scrum they had there, but there was also a podcast up there. They just put this out a couple days ago. It's annoyingly called The Podcast, you know, like The Ohio State University.
Yeah.
So they are... I'm impressed but jealous, I guess, or jealous but impressed. It's The Podcast in all caps, The Podcast. And CJ had a really good rapport with them, and so it was cool. He said a couple things that he's already said versions of, but I was impressed that he was talking to these guys. They asked him about his experience his rookie year, and he went on to explain the building fan interest throughout the season, but then also to these two Ohio State guys, he said that NRG was actually better than the horseshoe.
I'm not used to not playing in front of a packed crowd. Yeah. We're spoiled here. That first game against Indy, we lost to Baltimore week one, and we came and played Indy week two, and we didn't play well, and there was not a lot of people there. And we played Jags week three, and we played really well. And then we played week four against the Steelers, and it was like 50% Steelers fans. We almost had to go.
Probably more than 50.
Yeah. And I was like, man, like, we gotta change this. But at the same time, you have to like look yourself in the mirror like, man, the Texans weren't great for a long time. Like, this is just what they know, you know? So we have to change the narrative around here. So
you did.
The Browns game, man, like, bro, it was lit. That was, I ain't gonna lie, like, no disrespect to the shoe. It was more cracking than the shoe that day. Bro, it was going crazy. They did a light show. And don't get me wrong, the shoe was a lot. It was probably just as loud as the shoe. But, you know, playing like in NRG and playing in the shoe, two great stadiums, man. Like, well, if you've never been,
if you put a
come
roof,
to the game.
If you, put a roof, if you put a roof over the shoe, it'd be just as loud.
It'd probably be louder.
Okay. All right.
I missed the shoe.
I love that from CJ there, man. Just I remember, you know, just the course of the season, we kept talking about when are we going to get to the point where it feels at least like it used to? Or yeah. when are we going to get to the point where just the stadium has this new vibe and you can feel it, you can see it, and you're a part of it, just like, you know, during the height of the J.J. Watt days or DeAndre Hopkins, early stages of Deshaun Watson, and listening to him go through what it was like week two to that Browns playoff game. I mean, that's pretty badass.
It's always more impressive when you have to build up to it. Like, and it is, there's a certain different type of energy when everything is fresh and new with a team making a surge. Mm-hmm. Like the Astros playoff experience in 2017 was versus the Yankees particularly, like it was different than it is right now. Yes. It was just that much more intense and focused. And I could see that happening if the Texans start to make a run with CJ. But those first couple games, especially after the Indianapolis game, I did think about what it's like for like CJ Stroud, Will Anderson, some of these other guys who have played in the environments they did to come into what feels like a scrimmage to them. Or like probably not even as big as a red-gray game in Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of intensity. It's just, it was a different vibe than they'd ever had to deal with.
You know, he referenced in that clip we just played of CJ, and again, this was on the podcast that he did while at the Ohio State Pro Day last week, but he referenced the Steelers game, Seth, and
yeah.
Do you remember what CJ Stroud said to the media and directly to Houston Texan fans after that big time victory over the Steelers? Take a listen.
Y'all deserve to feel special. Y'all deserve to root the Texans on. Like, not winning since 2021, I think it was around Christmas, like that ain't flying from like anybody in this building. I want them to know, like, we're fighting our tails off every day to make sure y'all walk around with Texan gear pride. Like, y'all walk around with that swag that we walk around with when we get a dub.
That was another one of those moments, you know, for me, and I imagine a lot of other people, where when you're trying to gauge, like, okay, where's the shift? When is this taking place? And especially looking back on it in hindsight, I think that was probably it. When a guy like that, who plays the way that he did in that game and really was progressing at that point in time, speaks to the fans directly on the heels of J.J. Watt Day, and you go out and get a win like that, that's where it happened. And then keep in mind, too, there was an encore version because he had his first fourth quarter, go-ahead drive the next week in Atlanta, but it didn't hold up. You remember they lost that game 21-19, but C.J. was the birth of C.J. in that game on the road.
Yep. And honestly, too, I think the part of it was CJ where he talks about with an understanding, and he did in this podcast. It was a long answer that I cut some of it out. Just the fact, I don't know, sometimes you can tell how young he is when he talks about, like, they hadn't won a division title since 2019. Like, yeah, like, I don't know, like, the Dolphins might not have won this century. It's like the timeline's a little skewed, but if you look at, like, Ohio State, there are other than the year after Urban Meyer got fired and they went 6-7 under Luke Fickell, Ohio State's previous losing season before that was in 1988, and it was in John Cooper's first year.
Wow.
And, you know, like, there's just not a lot of losing done at Ohio State. My God, it's astounding.
Yeah.
So there's there's a tradition there, obviously. With pro football, it's, if you won a Super Bowl, like, until you win that Super Bowl, you don't really imprint your team logo into the brains of all Houstonians, you know?
Yeah, no question. No question. That time's certainly going to be coming, much sooner than later, it appears, when you've got the team going the way that it is and you've got the pillars on both sides of the ball in CJ and Will, and you're making additions. The expectation, it's definitely going to get there in terms of fans being disappointed, like really disappointed if it doesn't happen on a particular season. But we're seeing the trajectory right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, this next clip that we're going to play from CJ is kind of fascinating to me and maybe to Houston fans, particularly when he invokes a former Rockets name by way of James Harden in what he described as a life-changing moment. One of them. Take a listen.
I knew that this sport could maybe, you know, change my life. And I seen it, you know. Remember the day my life changed, one of them. I remember James Harden got his contract and somebody broke it down on like Instagram. And it was like, he made like $100,000 a second or something crazy. I'm like, man, they paying people money. They're paying a lot of money for us to do stuff that we love to do and we have talent.
Are you surprised that he referenced James Harden?
Yes.
Or a friend of his referenced James Harden's contract?
Yeah, no, everybody. 100%. There's a couple of James Harden references that I've seen so far this spring that I didn't expect. One was Latu, the pass rusher from UCLA.
Yeah.
He credited James Harden for showing the Euro step. Like, he worked off of film of James Harden's Euro step to develop his own Euro step as a pass rush. So I wasn't expecting that. And then CJ Stroud pointing out James Harden as the guy that where CJ Stroud, he was an avid sports fan. For whatever reason, it just never hit him until that moment. Like, oh wow, you can make a lot of money in pro sports. I think there's a purity to that. I think that he wasn't even thinking about the money about it as a young kid until he saw James Harden get paid.
What did he say? What did CJ say there that one of his friends showed him that Harden was making like $100,000 a second?
Yeah,
I think that's the number that he used just for S's and G's. If my math is correct, and it usually is, but I did this very early this morning, so it might be a little off, but I don't think so. Just for context, for Harden's latest contract in which he's playing under a two-year $68 million deal,
yeah,
Harden makes $1.9 million per minute played of the 34.8 he averages this season, which equates to about $32,000 per second. So maybe you can get like closer to the 100,000 mark, depending on what contract you look at.
I thought he said 100,000. I thought I heard 100,000 per minute, but I wasn't really thinking about, I wasn't trying to fact check him on it. That was Harden's first extension was in 2012, at which point CJ would have been, damn it. I can't pull up his birthday here. He would have been young. I mean, so maybe that actually does match up with when he probably, he's born in 2001, October of 2001. So he would have been 11 years old. So that makes sense that was like when he first maybe started realizing like, oh, it's called professional sports for a reason. And this is the kind of money that's involved.
Yeah,
I take it all back and acting like it was the purity of the child or something. He was an 11 year old, but without Daryl Morey and James Harden, who knows what CJ might have ended up doing. If he'd never seen that example, he could have ended up just, you know, working some low-paying job without even an understanding of his worth.
Well, you know, he was a Laker fan. So anybody that you would point to or that one of his buddies would point to being an L.A. or a California guy,
yeah,
you'd think it'd probably be Kobe Bryant or like...
Who he's brought up before multiple times. He brings up Kobe quite a bit.
Yeah.
Which is, it's obviously... That's a situation you don't... Obviously, you out of respect to Kobe Bryant and his family, you would never crush him for that or anything.
But you know what? We need to give
Stroud
his props here because he tends to do this, Seth. And this is just knowing your market, knowing
I don't know
who you're representing.
I I wouldn't want him changing his history or his childhood.
No, no. I'm saying like
James Harden instead of Kobe Bryant.
He did what In the Loop does every single day here on Sports Radio 610. He localized it.
Yeah,
he could have gone with Kobe. He could have gone with Shaq. He could have gone with an actual football player that makes an absorbent amount of money. But no, he invoked one James Harden.
maybe next week he'll talk about Ed Reed. Like, could you bring up, let's just be sure we bring up sore points and topics with various people. Sean was courtside as James Harden went to Philadelphia last night. I haven't checked his Twitter or anything.
What?
But Sean, I believe he was at the Sixers game last night.
You know, I didn't look too closely at that, but you're probably right. I did see on Twitter, or maybe Facebook it was, he posted a picture and it looked like he was courtside.
Yeah. But I forgot to bring that up. I didn't know how much of his business he wanted to be out there, but he was there for, I believe that's Harden's first return to the Sixers since he's been gone. It's hard to keep track anymore exactly, you know, where he's been and where he
has. All the Harden returns. Yeah, we just got the first Harden return as a Clipper earlier this year with the Rockets.
Yeah, so we'll get on Monday. Sean will give us his recap of the very good seats he had at that game last night.
Yeah, we're still getting text, by the way, from a gaffe that I made earlier in the program. This one from the 409. Must be listening on the Odyssey app via the rewind button, guys. It wasn't Amen Thompson. It was Amen Thompson. Wasn't Jalen Green that should have fouled? Yeah, I know.
It's okay, Sean.
My bad.
People are, Sean, that was an hour and 15 minutes ago. Don't worry about it, man.
I appreciate you, Greg, for pointing that out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to point it out to everybody else. Like, nobody ever has to know that you made that mistake if you just keep calling. You know, you're being a little bit like Kim Mulkey, who keeps advertising that there's this hit piece coming out over on the Washington Post.
Jeez. Which,
like, people would just be more concerned about Caitlin Clark and everything right now if you wouldn't just keep calling attention to this Washington Post piece that's about to come out.
God bless, Seth. Don't compare me to Kim Mulkey, for crying out loud.
You're no different than Kim Mulkey. As if that should somehow be an awful thing. She's had incredible success, okay?
Okay, yeah.
However people feel about her, then so be it.
Bring it back success around full circle. Yeah. There you go. That a boy. Turn it into a compliment.
I say that now as I have not. Is that hit piece, that supposed hit piece, come out in the Washington Post?
No. If it was, I would have made certain that it wound up in headlines or at the very least 8 at 8 coming up.
So we tell you all that to tell you that James Harden is responsible for CJ's job being as good as he is in the NFL. If it hadn't been for James Harden showing him the way, and CJ might have just thought that this was something bums did. Manual labor is all it is, really. It's no idea, which is actually, that's something I used to say when I was a player. I was like, I always reminded guys, like, listen, this is manual labor. Don't get it twisted. The amounts are different, but like, you're just, don't have too big a head on you. You know, don't act like you're somebody who should think they're more important than anybody else in this world. Okay,
you go. That way to keep that workman-like mindset.
It's not even skilled labor for most of us. Not compared to like being an electrician or something. Like, you don't have to go to school and do an apprenticeship for 6 years to be a pro football player. Every now and then you could go play college basketball and be an NFL player.
You know, you saying this, I can't wait to get to some Jim Harbaugh audio talking about the mindset of linemen, though not the defensive variety as you were, but rather the offensive line. We'll get to that coming up later in the show. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, Astro prop bets and expectations. I've got a few. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.